And now from the sublime to the silly, if you're running out of Christmas gift ideas for friends and family, Mark Newgarden may have some suggestions. Newgarden's the author of the new book, Cheap Laughs, The Art of the Novelty Item. He joined NPR's Petra Mayer for a tour of one of the last novelty factories in the country.
I think, you know, the urge to, like, inflict suffering on your fellow man is primal and will go on forever.
Author Mark Newgarden is no stranger to novelty items. If you were a kid in the 1980s, you probably remember one of his more famous projects, the Garbage Pail Kids, deliberately disgusting trading cards that parodied the popular Cabbage Patch Kids dolls. They were banned in elementary schools across the country.
I've been collecting this stuff for years, and I absolutely grew up on this stuff. The fake vomit that I bought at age 8 is in the book.
We've arranged to meet at the S.S. Adams Novelty Factory in Neptune, New Jersey, and they do make fake vomit here. It's called Glop, which is not to be confused with Plop, company co-owner Chris Adams.
A plop is the smaller version that you put on the windshield of someone's car. Glop is the one, I think it looked like the dog had made an awful mess.
Yeah.
Who thought that up?
I have no idea. But I'm very grateful to them.
Chris's grandfather, Soren Adams, otherwise known as Sam, started the company in 1906 to sell sneezing powder. This factory was built in 1932 with the proceeds of one of Sam's best-known inventions, the Joy Buzzer. Joy Buzzers and another famous Adams creation, the Jumping Snake, are still made here.
Well, this is the snake machine. It takes this wire, feeds it up along here, and it gets coiled.
Chris Adams is showing us the heavy old machine that produces jumping snakes. A worker pops the coiled wires off the machine and stuffs them one at a time into snakeskin print sleeves.
And then it goes inside an innocent-looking can that says a can of nuts, mints, peanut brittle, and just sits there waiting for some poor innocent victim to open it up.
Sam Adams invented the jumping snake almost 90 years ago. To annoy his wife.
The first item was the snake jam can, and apparently his wife would always complain about the jam jar, that no one would properly clean it, or the lid wasn't screwed on or something, and he got tired of hearing her nag about it, so he invented this product just for her.
Once upon a time, towns had a joke or magic shop where you could stock up on jumping snakes or hot pepper gum. A lot of those stores are gone now. Chris Adams says most of his sales these days come from amusement parks, toy stores, and websites. But his stock hasn't changed in decades. Adams still makes most of its money on classics like the Joy Buzzer, the Whoopee Cushion, and the Dribble Glass.
They're putting in the sheet metal, and they're stamping out the parts.
Company co-owner Dave Haversat took us on a tour of the factory floor, where I got to test drive a Joy Buzzer, and Mark Newgarden took a bite out of one of the rather odd edible napkins.
Cherry, slight cherry taste.
It's basically what wafers are made out of that they use in churches. And what we say in the packaging is when you're finished with your meal, you just finish off by eating one of the napkins, and it will turn some heads at restaurants, yeah.
The machinery in this room has been here almost unchanged since the factory was built in 1932. The lathes and the punch presses still see regular use, but they're so old that replacement parts can be a challenge.
Well, we have some talented employees that are able to make parts. And like the snake machine, as Chris said, that's 50, 60 years old. It's a special machine, and when a part breaks, we have one of our men just make a part for it.
There aren't as many workers here now as there once were, but Chris Adams says business is still good.
We actually do better in a down economy. People may not have the money for an expensive new video game, but they've always got a few dollars in their pocket for a little prank or magic item.
Author Mark Newgarden explains the enduring appeal.
The bottom line is that this stuff is fun. It's entertainment that you're actually part of, and it's not something you click on and watch. It's something you can actually participate in and enjoy. And I think
what do you recommend for pranking your friends and family this holiday season?
Joy Buzzer is always good. I recommend it.
Petra Mayer, NPR News.